Back in November, President Trump signed an executive order directing the U.S. Health and Human Services Department to develop rules mandating transparency in medical billing. Those rules have now been developed, and they become effective on January 1, 2021. At that time, U.S. hospitals will be required to publicly publish their real prices for the medical services and procedures that they provide. As the founder of, quote, Patient Rights Advocate, unquote, Cynthia Fisher describes the effects of these new rules, quote, "For the first time ever, hospitals are required to publish their real prices, including their discounted cash and secret negotiated rates. With this information, consumers will finally be empowered to put their health and financial needs ahead of the profits of hospitals and insurance companies." In a press release by Fisher's organization, they described these changes as providing sunlight on prices which will disinfect the putrid swamp of special interests, middlemen, and backroom deals that have led to today's sky-high healthcare prices. This will enable healthcare consumers to have financial certainty rather than the current system where they don't know what they will owe until the bills arrive weeks and months later. It will also enable consumers to shop around for less expensive health care, thus lowering the costs and increasing the quality of care. According to the news release, a recent RAND study found that the hospital prices that non-Medicare patients pay is 247% more for a medical procedure than the hospital charges Medicare for the same service at the same location. When the billing transparency rules become effective on New Year's Day, medical care consumers, including patients and employers, will be able to identify which hospitals overbill and price gouge and enable consumers to contract with less expensive and, in many cases, higher quality alternatives. Roughly half of Americans say crippling costs have forced them or a family member to delay some treatments, even coronavirus treatments. Inflated medical bills cause 1 in 6 Americans to have medical debt that is in collections, according to the Urban Institute. Fisher compares this revolutionary change to the healthcare industry to a similar change that happened in the airline market years ago when airline deregulation enabled price transparency and then third-party platforms such as Kayak and Expedia harvested those prices and established competition among the airlines. This enabled travelers to search for the best deals, resulting in about a 50% reduction in airfares. It is anticipated that these third-party platforms may now be able to do the same thing with healthcare providers, and the resulting competition could similarly reduce the cost of medical care and increase the quality. Those savings could revitalize the entire American economy. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.